Give me thy torch, boy. Hence, and stand aloof. Yet put it out, for I would not be seen. Under yon yew trees, lay thee all along, holding thy ear close to the hollow ground, so shall no foot upon the churchyard tread, being loose and firm with digging up of graves, but thou shalt hear it. Whistle then to me a signal that thou hearest something approach. Give me those flowers. Do as I bid thee. Go.
I am almost afraid to stand alone here in the churchyard, yet I will adventure.
Sweet flower, with flowers thy bridal bed I strew. Oh, woe, thy canopy is dust and stones, which with sweet water nightly I will dew, or wanting that with tears distilled by moons. The obsequies that I for thee will keep nightly shall be to strew thy grave and weep. The boy gives warning, something doth approach. A cursed foot wanders this way tonight, to cross my obsequies and true love's right. What, with a torch?
Muffle me night awhile.
Give me that mattock and the wrenching iron. Hold. Take this letter. Early in the morning, see thou deliver it to my lord and father. Give me the light. Upon my life, I charge thee, whate'er thou hearest or seest, stand all aloof and do not interrupt me in my course. Why I descend into this bed of death is partly to behold my lady's face, but chiefly to take thence from her dead finger a precious ring. A ring that I must use in dear employment, therefore hence, be gone. But if thou, jealous, dost return to pry in what I farther shall intend to do, by heaven I will tear thee joint by joint, and strew this hungry churchyard with thy limbs. The time and my intents are savage wild, more fearsome or inexorable far than empty tigers or the roaring sea.
I will be gone, sir, and not trouble ye.
So shalt thou show me friendship. Take thou that. Live, and be prosperous. And farewell, good fellow.
For all the same, I'll hide me hereabout. His looks I fear and his intents I doubt. Thou detestable Moor, thou womb of death, gorged with the dearest morsel of the earth, thus I enforce thy rotten jaws to open, and in despite I'll cram thee with more food.
This is that banished haughty Montague that murdered my love's cousin, with which grief it is supposed the fair creature died, and here is come to do some villainous shame to the dead bodies. I will apprehend him.
Stop thy unhallowed toil, vile Montague. Can vengeance be pursued further than death? Condemned villain, I do apprehend thee. Obey and go with me, for thou must die.
I must indeed. And therefore came I hither. Good gentle youth, tempt not a desperate man. Fly hence and leave me. Think upon these gone, let them affright thee. I beseech thee, youth, put not another sin upon my head by urging me to fury. All be gone! By heaven, I love thee better than myself, for I come hither armed against myself. Stay not, begone! Live, and hereafter say, a madman's mercy bid thee run away.
I do defy their conjuration, and apprehend thee for a felon here.
Wilt thou provoke me? Then have at thee, boy!
O Lord, my father, I will go call the watch. Yeah!
I am slain. If thou be merciful, open the tomb. Lay me with Juliet.
In faith, I will. Let me peruse this face. Mercutio's kinsman, noble County Paris. What said my man when my betossed soul did not attend him as we rode? I think he told me Paris should have married Juliet.
Said he not so? Or did I dream it so? Or am I mad, hearing him talk of Juliet, to think it was so? Oh, give me thy hand, one writ with me in sour misfortune's book. I'll bury thee in a triumphant grave. A grave? Oh, no. A lantern slaughtered youth. For here lies Juliet, and her beauty makes this vault a feasting presence full of light. Death, lie thou there. By a dead man interred.